98.1 KZE. In the studio with me today, Lisa Hantis from Keegan Ales. We are talking about Halloween programming and fundraisers. You guys are having a busy fall.
Oh yeah, there's something every day, it seems.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining me today.
It's my pleasure. Happy to be over here, and what a great drive. The leaves are peaking, and the breeze is nice, and yet it's still, like, you know, warm outside. It's very strange.
I've been calling it aggressively beautiful.
I'll take that. I love it.
So you have one of the Hudson Valley's most beloved party bands coming back to Keegan's this Saturday, the 26th, The Big Shoe.
Absolutely. It wouldn't be Halloween if we didn't have The Big Shoe on the Saturday before Halloween.
Yeah. For the uninitiated, The Big Shoe, would you like to try to describe them?
Ooh, wow. I would say they are studio musician quality at wedding band energy. Mm-hmm. That can play just about anything and put their own spin on it.
Yeah. And so you get to see them for dive bar prices.
Yeah. And you get to see them for free.
Yeah.
At Keegan Ales.
That's amazing.
So there you are.
That's amazing. Yeah. You guys throw a really great Halloween party. I've been there many years, and people really turn out with the costumes and bring the energy. And, you know, Big Shoe is a great band to dance to, too.
100%. Yeah. And we're going to be outside under the tent, so lots of room. And, you know, if it's cool, we'll put the sides down, crank the heaters up. But if you've got a costume, come with a jacket or be able to take your jacket off. That's what I tell people, because once you get moving, and you will get moving with this band, it's just, you know.
You do warm up. Yeah, the tent, I mean, this is not a new thing, but for anybody who maybe has not been to Keegan Ales in a while, you've really moved your music, for the most part, to the tent outside, which I think is such a great move. I mean, it gives it so much more space. How has that kind of transition gone for you guys?
It's been great. I mean, obviously, we got the tent due to COVID issues. Mm-hmm. And the second year after COVID was over, we said, you know what, let's just put it back up and see what happens. And it was great last year. And same thing this year. We rotated the stage, so we have a bigger stage now and a better vantage point. But, you know, we have great neighbors, and we don't have music really late at night, so everyone seems happy with that. In fact, we get phone calls from the neighbors saying, the music was great last night.
Oh.
You know, so that's always nice. And we, you know, we really call ourselves the community bar anyway. So.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have been in Kingston for how many years?
Yeah, it's our 21st anniversary this year. We're finally legal.
Hey! It's been a speakeasy up until now.
That's right, exactly. That's why we had a bootlegger ball last year for a fundraiser for the Keegan Army, which is our running club. But this year we're doing a masquerade bootlegger ball for our second annual fundraiser.
Oh, that's very fun.
Yeah. That's next weekend, though, not this weekend.
We'll hopefully be talking to Kevin, your brewmaster, a little bit about that next Tuesday. But you've got so many things going on this weekend to worry about next weekend yet. So Saturday night is the Halloween show with The Big Shoe. And then Sunday, what's going on?
Oh, Sunday we have our annual, we call it Bear's Birthday Party. If you've been to the bar, you know Bear. She's our pup. She turns 13 this year. And many years ago, Gina from the SPCA said, hey, we should throw Bear a birthday party. I'm like, well, let's do it. So now we call it Bear's Birthday Party and Barktoberfest to, you know, get all of the everything lumped in together. And they have a costume contest, a photo booth, a bone bar, and all proceeds go to the Ulster County SPCA, which does such good work for us here.
Yeah, they really do. We love them here at KZE. I love them. I've, you know, fostered a dog, and I've adopted two dogs from them. They're such great folks. And it's cool to go out and have a dog birthday party and drink beer and be supporting a good cause.
Exactly. I mean, as you know, Keegan Ales is dog friendly and always has been. Bring your dog, please have him on a leash. But it's so nice on Sunday because, you know, there have been times in years past when it was raining and we had to do it inside because we didn't have the tent. And we literally had 30 dogs running around the bar at all times. People who didn't know what was going on walked in and said, what's happening? And it's never a problem. There are never any dog fights. There's never any issue. It's such a good community event.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like people who bring their dogs to bars, like you know if your dog can handle being
in
a bar.
Yeah, you have
to
know. Yeah. And if you don't know, you know right away.
Yeah.
It's going to be obvious.
Yeah. And you guys are known for having some of the best bar dogs in town, Bear. And of course, we have Daisy in the studio with us today.
Yeah. She's not barking, which is good.
She fell asleep immediately.
Good girl, Daisy.
Absolutely perfect. Oh, she woke up. She knows we're talking about
her. That's right. Yeah. Bear's holding down the fort at the bar right now. When I left, she was sunning herself on the porch right outside the bar. So I just couldn't bear to make her leave.
Yeah.
So.
We're talking to Lisa Hantas from Keegan Ales in Kingston. You guys also have a great back room. You've got the brewery itself where you sometimes do events. Are you going to be opening that up this year?
Well, we had it open during O Positive because mm-hmm. we had a big band that needed the space. And off and on, we'll do things. The fundraiser we're having next Saturday night, which is the masquerade ball, bootlegger ball for the Keegan Army, that will be in the brewery in the back. And the Dixieland Jazz Band, Bottoms Up Dixieland Jazz Band plays for that event. Such a good time. And yeah. you know, the lights are low, there's fog and mist. You walk back, you really feel like you're in a speakeasy.
Very atmospheric.
Yeah, it's lovely.
But this Saturday, we're outside, we're under the tent. The weather looks perfect.
It's going to be beautiful.
Absolutely perfect. Like, kind of cool, which I think is ideal for a show like The Big Shoe. You want to be, you know, comfortable yep. dancing and working up a little bit of a sweat.
That's right.
Do you have your Halloween costume planned?
You know, it's kind of a secret right now.
Okay.
But it may or may not have something to do with X-Men. Just going to say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting. That's intriguing.
We'll see if it comes to fruition. It all, you know, the whole costume thing is... I usually wait to the last minute, but this year I've had a few people say, you should do this, you should do this. I'm like, all right, maybe I'll do that.
What are some of the best costumes you've seen? Do you have any memorable ones from recent years that you've seen that stuck out?
Oh, wow. I mean, some of the memorable ones are ones that don't really look like costumes. They just show up and gosh.
You're like, what is this creature?
Yeah, what is that, you know? we had somebody come as a mummy one time that was so well done. I mean, their arms could move and everything, but it literally looked like a mummy.
Yeah.
It was amazing how they did it. It was almost like a paper mache thing, but it stayed together. So.
Every year I'm like, I'm going to put in the effort. I'm going to be that person with the crazy hell. It never happens.
Yeah, me neither.
I feel like I do pretty well, though. I was Gandalf at Keegan's one year.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. And I had had a COVID scare, so I was wearing a mask and I sewed the beard onto the mask.
Oh, it's fantastic. Love it. Yeah, you have to be creative. And you have to, and sometimes those are the contest winners. You know, the ones who are just thinking outside the box a little bit. It's like, oh, that's a really good costume. But I can tell you, bought it.
Yeah.
That's a costume you literally pulled out from your closet. You probably wear half of those clothes.
I had my husband's bathrobe. Yeah.
There you go. That was the best.
I was warm.
Yeah.
So is there a costume contest this Saturday?
There is a costume contest. It's very informal. We don't make people line up. We just run around through the crowd and hand money or gift cards or sometimes just beer to random people. It's
not. I love that.
So, but we're actually going to have a late night DJ after The Big Shoe. And we're going to do a midnight second round Ooh. Of costuming. Because I know a lot of places are going to be open. And, you know, Saturday is the night. And we're going to be open late anyway. So I said, you know what? Let's do a second round of costume contest.
I'm so mad I'm going to be DJing a wedding. I want to go.
Darn, I know. You know, it's a peak wedding season, too. I know, so I don't blame you. You have to do it.
But yeah, so this is Saturday night at Keegan Ales in Kingston. For folks who are not local to the area who might be interested in going, parking, what's your parking situation?
Yeah,
like
we have
now?
Plenty of parking across the street at People's Place. We have an agreement. They park in my place in the daytime, and they let us park in their spots in the nighttime. Plenty of street parking, and in the back of the brewery. Like, you pull into the parking lot and turn to the right. Mm. There's plenty of parking back there.
Okay, I think that's the best kept secret. I don't think people know about
that
one.
Yeah, people, you know, we have a big sign and an arrow, but not, you know, people just don't see it. Yeah. Know that it's going to be there. So plenty of room.
Cool. Keegan Ales this Saturday night, Big Shoe, one of the best party bands around. What time do they kick off?
About 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. It says 7, but I'm guessing 7:30 at the earliest.
Yeah. And it sounds like you can stay at Keegan's all night if you're trying to keep partying.
That's right. And, you know, bounce around. There are other bars, you know, close by us. Pop over, pop back. That's sort of what we love about where we are. We're right in the middle of town. And, you know, we're all in this together. You know, I go to the other bars. They come to my bars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all like to be friendly with each other. So I recommend people hitting all of them on Saturday night.
Love that.
Keep a circle. Keep it moving.
I love a walk around, a little bar crawl.
Yes, exactly.
Especially
keeps it fresh.
In costume.
For sure.
Got to show off that costume.
That's right. Got a reason to
see the
walk
other costumes.
Uptown.
So come out to Keegan Saturday night. See The Big Shoe. Wear your costume. There is a contest. You can stay late night as well. And then Sunday, if you got the energy.
Yep, or 2 to 5.
Yep. 2 to 5 for Barktoberfest, Bear's birthday party. Do we need to bring a present for Bear?
You know, Bear will be okay without presents, but she does like it if you donate to the SPCA.
In lieu of gifts.
In lieu of gifts. She would much prefer that. She's a dainty 13-year-old. She doesn't need too many treats. Plus, she'll be getting lots of treats on Sunday.
No doubt. So. She's a classy lady.
Yes, she is.
Lisa, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with me.
Thanks for having me. This is great. And congratulations on all the good work you do here. And we love it.
Thank you so much. And I couldn't think of a better song to play for Keegan's than Funky Kingston, 98.1 KZE.